It's me again, Hank the Cowdog. The long-snouted road monster attacked our ranch early one morning in the spring. We had no warning whatsoever. One minute, everything was quiet and peaceful. The next minute, the peace and quiet were ripped apart by the roar of the monster. Maybe you don't believe in long-snouted road monsters. Well, I didn't believe in them either, until this one attacked our headquarters compound and threatened to tear the place to smithereens and eat every person and dog on the ranch. As you can see, this will be no ordinary mystery. On a scale of 1 to 10, it scores a 9.5 in chills and nightmares. It's so bad, we'll have to check IDs. No kidding, it's that scary. Or tell you what, if you're underage, sickly, or nervous, skip the first 3 chapters and pick up the story in chapter 4. That'll get you through the roughest parts. Okay, where were we? Oh yes, the baby chicks. They came to the ranch in a cardboard box with holes in the sides. Little Alfred and his mom bought them at a farm where hens sit on nests, lay eggs, and hatch out baby chickens. Baby chickens come from eggs. Did you know that? Maybe you thought that bacon comes from eggs, but that's incorrect. Bacon comes from pigs, and baby chicks come from eggs. But bacon and eggs are sometimes found together in breakfast situations because... Wait a minute, hold everything. We weren't talking about baby chicks. They come later in the story. And to be honest, you're not supposed to know anything about them yet. So forget that we said anything about baby chicks or bacon and eggs, even though baby chicks really do come from eggs, and bacon really does, make my mouth water. Just skip it. We never said anything about the so forth. We were talking about the long-snouted road monster, is what we were talking about. So sit down and prepare yourself for some heavy-duty scary stuff. It all began on a quiet morning in the springtime. I've already said that, but I don't care. It never hurts to repeat important facts, because by their very nature, they are very important. It was a quiet morning on the ranch. Just another average springtime day. The wild turkeys had come off their roost at daylight and had gobbled their usual nonsense to who or whomever listens to such rubbish. Not me, because a turkey has nothing to say that I want to hear. Oh, and I had done my usual job of barking up the sun over the horizon, which is a very important part of my daily routine. If I ever skipped a day, there wouldn't be a day. Every day would be a night, because any day without sunlight is no day at all. Also, if I ever skipped a day of barking up the sun, the turkeys would have nothing to gobble about, because they always gobble first thing in the morning. Why? I have no idea. Do I care? No. If you ask me, the world would be a better place if those guys didn't make all that noise in the early morning hours. It's not that they disturb my sleep, because I'm very seldom asleep at that hour. Okay, sometimes I am asleep at that hour, and I don't appreciate... Forget the turkeys. The road monster report came in around 9 on a Wednesday morning. Or was it 10 on a Thursday morning? It doesn't matter.